From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In northwest Syria, the Turkish offensive declared Turkey's frontier of Kurdish militia continued Wednesday, with Russia's foreign ministry saying hundreds, including civilians, have been killed since Operation Olive Branch began January 20th. Spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said over 10 days of the operation, several hundred, including civilians, have been killed. She called on all sides to show restraint. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said heavy bombardment and airstrikes accompanied ground fighting involving Turkish troops, elements of the rebel Free Syrian Army, against the YPG Kurdish fighters. A cameraman interviewed a Kurdish woman who asked if she was injured. She replied, "She was on a road that was shelled. I was injured in my head and my legs." Doctors have warned of a rapidly worsening humanitarian situation in Afrin and a dwindling supplies of medical facilities in the main hospital. Turkey has threatened to expand the operation eastward toward Manbij, now in control of by U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters. The U.S. said it's doing everything possible to avoid any confrontation. Three Kenyan TV stations are off the air as the government investigates their live coverage of the inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga as rival president to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Fred Matiagi is the security and interior minister.
We have commenced a wide-scale investigation targeting individuals and organizations who include but may not be limited to certain media houses.
Matiagi accused some elements of the media facilitating an illegal act. He said the symbolic swearing-in was a bid to overthrow the government. This is VOA News. The U.S. Wednesday said it was designating the leader of the Islamist Palestinian territories, Ismail Haniyeh, as a terrorist. Nathan Sales, the State Department coordinator for counterterrorism, made the announcement Wednesday in Tel Aviv.
"Today, I'm announcing that we are designating a senior Hamas leader, Ismail Haniyeh, as an SDGT. Haniyeh is the president of Hamas's political bureau. He's also closely tied to the group's terrorist operations, including attacks on Israeli citizens."
Along with Haniyeh, the U.S. listed two Islamist groups in Egypt and one other active in the Palestinian territories as specially designated global terrorists. In Gaza, a Hamas official rejected and condemned the decision. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi issued a stern warning Wednesday against any anti-government protests leading up to March elections in which he remains the sole candidate. The Egyptian leader made reference to the uprising that forced longtime leader Hosni Mubarak from office in 2011. The opposition has called for a boycott of the election after several presidential candidates withdrew from challenging Mr. el-Sisi. France announced Wednesday it will provide Tunisia hundreds of millions of dollars in new financing to bolster what visiting French President Emmanuel Macron called the North African country's fragile democracy. Tunisian President Beji Caid Essebsi called the visit a new beginning for the relationship between Tunisia and France. Most of the funds are earmarked for state sector reform and urban development, with some of the funds going to aid the economy. Protests erupted early this month in Tunisia over price and tax hikes in the government's bid to cut the deficit. Venezuela Wednesday rejected a UN proposal over a century-old territorial dispute with Guyana to take the matter up with the International Court of Justice. Caracas insists it has a historic claim to the oil-rich Essequibo region, which makes up a large part of Guyana, a former British colony. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson begins a six-day trip through Latin America Thursday. He's expected to rally the region's governments in pressing democratic reform in Venezuela. Tillerson's travels will take him to Mexico, Argentina, Peru, and Colombia, with a stop in Jamaica. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva enjoys a strong lead in public opinion polls ahead of October's election, despite an appeal court decision upholding his earlier conviction on corruption charges. That court ruling could make him ineligible to run. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday kept a key interest rate unchanged at between 1.25% and 1.5%. The Federal Reserve raised the rate three times last year, indicated more rate hikes are forecast in the new year with a rising forecast of inflation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.